You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
All right, 3 o'clock. Nice to have you with us. Tigers coronation tonight at 6:40. They get the Sox. They win. You're in. No, I don't want to worry about the Twins losing again, although they'll probably do that. I want to ask TJ one baseball question or one football before we get back to the Tigers. Because, again, Monday Night Football affords us the luxury. We can talk about the Lions Monday.
Yeah, that's TJ, a good point. I didn't realize that.
Frank Ragnow being gone.
Yeah.
You played the offensive line. You know what the center does. You know how important they are, and you know how damn good Frank is.
Yeah.
How am I wrong in thinking that's a massive loss for this team?
Man, I told you you were wrong last week about Michigan running the, you know,
I'm not busting your balls.
And then you are right. So, no, but I don't think it's massive only because I think Graham Glasgow is a starting center in this league. I think he's an above average starting guard, and I think he's an above average starting center if he were to be a center. So are you weaker at two positions? Probably, but I don't think by much. You're weaker at center, certainly. Frank's an all-pro guy, but that, I don't think it's a huge drop-off. And look, it sounds like Coyote Awosika is going to get the nod at left guard, and he started a lot of games. He started the NFC Championship game and played really, really good against San Francisco. So I think they have a capable starter there. Is it ideal? No. Is it your best five? No, it's not. But
yeah, he was good in the first half. The second half, they started to wear him down. But
a little bit. I mean, he got beat a couple times, but it wasn't a game where it's like, oh, man, if Jonah Jackson were in there, we would have won that game. Like, he did his job. You know what I mean? And I think he was solid. And I think that Ben Johnson talked this week and said, you know, they made a point back in the offseason to, I think he said, pound the table to get Graham Glasgow back, not only because he's an above-average guard, but he can play multiple positions. And if anything happens to Frank, I'm not looking at my notes.
What do you have, a trapper keeper?
No, I was trying to find out the...
He's got graph paper. He's back in math class. Look at this. What is that?
Here's the thing. Seattle's defensive front, I don't think, is great by any means. They're not San Fran. They're not Dallas. They're not any of these, you know, Baltimore, any of these other teams that... you know, you got to look at it and say, oh, man, they got a D-tackle. We got a double team the entire time. So this week, I think they're going to be okay, which is why it gives me confidence. And I kind of teased at it, you know, during the prop bet casino. I think the Lions are going to win big. But it's certainly a big loss. But I think Graham has enough experience at that position to where you shouldn't necessarily take a gigantic step back. And he's smart, too. Graham is a smart guy. He's able to make all the calls. He's able to do everything that Frank does when it comes to the mental side of the game. Physically, is he as good as Frank? No, but that's not a knock against Graham. That's there might be one center in the league that might be better than Frank, right? But no, I think they'll be just fine.
So no fall off like you saw in Philly when Kelsey left?
No, no, I don't think so. I don't think it's going to be an entire different offense and we got to change everything because we're missing our center. The challenge is going to be communicating. I think anytime you have shuffling parts where, okay, now I got a new center and a new guard, that affects the left tackle. That affects the right guard, right? How many reps has Kevin Zeitler got with Graham Glasgow at center on some double teams or some, you know, pass protections or passing off stunts? Probably not many. So you might need to kind of expedite that chemistry when it comes to those guys. And Taylor Decker, how many times has he practiced this year, you know, next to Awosika? Who knows, right? So you're going to kind of have to just go in there with the trust that, okay, this guy's played a lot of football, right? He played a lot of snaps last year. He's played, whether it's 5-6 years ago, he's got the reps there. He's proven that he can be effective at this position. We just got to go out there and trust each other. And I do think it definitely helps being at home, too. I think when you're playing with a backup center and backup linemen on the road, it's incredibly difficult because the communication is very limited. You're on silent count. You can't listen to the quarterback, right? But when you're at home, you have an advantage, right? You can talk more. You can communicate more. You can get on the same page. So that's why I don't think it's going to be a massive loss. I think they're certainly going to feel it a little bit because that's just the type of player that Frank is. You're missing an all-pro guy. Of course you're going to feel it. But I think they're going to be just fine.
I have a question. Now, this is loosely baseball. Now, I need you to put your trapper keeper away. We need to have a conversation with me, you, and Kenny.
It's a notebook.
It's like graph paper. It's I felt like you were in math class. Here's what I'd like to know. How much damage would you do on a personal level and a marital level if we could get you to bail on this youth sports you don't want to be in, and you and Kenny go to the game tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah. Tonight.
I have to go with Kenny?
Yes, that is a part of the deal.
Oh, them's fighting words.
I would.
Because there was a reason.
I think Kenny, I would love to see Kenny in his element.
Well, that's
I've
why
never
I
seen
was,
him outside this building.
But that's why I was asking.
I would love to see Kenny in his element.
I would love to see TJ in his element.
It would be worth a couple of pollen.
I think so.
And a couple of dinner dates.
What type of damage could the two of you do? If you were sitting there, nine-inning baseball game, no responsibilities, and you have a driver for the night.
Okay.
Neither of you are going to do something stupid. But Kenny versus TJ, how many beers in a nine-inning game? Tigers clinching a playoff spot tonight. You escape the hell that is youth sports that you have no interest in.
We're just going at it. We're letting loose.
And it's fun, TJ, the guy who died. I want to know.
I told you I'm still fun from the hours of 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
The point is, Kenny and you.
Cash not my fault. All my friends work.
TJ is going to start getting into model trains.
All my friends are at work. All right, now listen.
What do you mean you can't golf on Wednesday at 7:40 in the morning?
No, I have a job. I got bills to pay, man.
Hey, Bobby, what are you doing? I'm working.
All right, I think to answer your question, I would. I'd never seen Kenny in his element. I'd say I'm a minus 6.5.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
It's a contest. I thought we were just partying.
I would still say I'd give myself a minus 6.5.
You're laying 6.5 beers.
I don't know if I could keep up with TJ, but I could definitely cover this spread. I'm in the ballpark.
You could stay within a touchdown.
I'm retired.
Yeah, I know that. That's why I say that. Your fighting days are behind you. I'm in my prime right now.
I got nothing to do most mornings.
I'm knocking dingers, man.
On a number basis. Now, picture it. You're at the ballpark tonight. It's going to be 75. It's not going to be beautiful, but it's good enough, right?
Gosh, man, you're making me jealous.
Dude, it's simple. Ugh. Why don't you just put your foot down and go, I'm not going to this stupid hockey game. I'm going to watch the Tigers when they make the playoffs. So the point I'm making is, how many beers would it be? Is it one per inning for you?
Easily.
Okay, so is it 1.5 per inning? You're like Wade Boggs. If you've never, Rico, have you heard the Wade Boggs story?
Yeah. On the plane?
Yeah. This is inflated Boggs. Wow. Right here. Never seen anything like this cat.
I'm no Andre the Giant, but
you're not 8 feet tall.
An inning lasts, what, probably 15, 20 minutes?
This is a Tigers game we're talking about, though, so they go quick.
On a day like today where you feel like it's going to be a big celebration by 9:30, call it, I'd probably go two per inning. Yeah.
Yeah. One at the top, one at the bottom. So. Yep. I'm with you. I'd probably be right there with you till maybe like the 6th or 7th that I slow down.
That's where the 6.5 comes into play.
There you go.
I pull away in the 8th and the 9th inning.
I think I keep it close Kenny for long down. Enough.
What would we have to do to make this happen tonight? Seriously, how much damage would it do if you skipped one youth game?
Tell you a lot. Yeah.
A lot?
Yeah.
How bad? How bad? I mean, let's be real.
Well, what do we got to do to make you leave work early and we'll take you with us? So you can be our judge keeper.
Listen, my dream is quitting. What do you want to do?
If you come, Mike. Mike, if you're there with us.
Doing you a favor?
We'll pound beers.
I think you two would be the perfect pairing for a Friday night baseball game.
It sounds like a fun buddy cop movie.
It is.
I'm into it.
You're Kevin Hart and he's The Rock. But it's still like, it would just you two, because your love of beer, your love of alcohol.
And baseball.
And Detroit. And just, I could see this being reality TV tonight if we could park them both at the game.
You know what? Can we, there's no guarantee, but if there is a playoff game in Detroit, can we make it happen?
I would make that happen for you, yes. Okay. I'll provide the driver, whatever you need. Rico's got a helicopter.
You got the bill covered?
I can take care of that.
Okay.
In order to get content for the show?
I'm in.
Rico, do you know the content this would provide? Do you understand?
I have
a wireless in the stadium.
Right, Mike, but probably after beer number four, we can't use it. You can use it on the pod. We can't use the content anymore.
You might not be able to use it on the pod either. Roberts.
Right.
Jack players.
TJ starts telling how he really feels about people. Kenny is like, I agree. Oh, I've been trying to say the same thing to David and Rico all of this time.
You know, Gov has some good points.
Right.
I was right. Good Lord.
I'll tell you something, Kenny. David doesn't know how hard it is to be white. It's hard out here in the streets. You always had the best ideas. You know what, Kenny? I love you, man.
That's how I see it playing out. And then the Tigers clinch the playoff berth. It would be unbelievable. Serious note. How much trouble would you get in if you just said, I'm not going to the thing tonight? I got a thing to do.
A lot.
Define a lot, though.
I don't even want to imagine.
Oh, my.
You know what, Mike? I think what he's trying to say is
different locations.
The next thing that you would hear is tonight. Mike!
Yeah. I got you, brother. No problem.
You got a spare bed?
Yeah, I got you covered.
For like a month?
I was about to say.
Potentially.
Like TJ,
yeah. Potentially.
That's a lot
eternity?
Of luggage.
Yeah,
that
because
we're
again,
in.
It's all content. It'd be incredible.
Now that would be the buddy cop movie.
Come on.
TJ moves in. Oh, yeah.
It'd be amazing.
Chronicles of TJ.
Can I bring the kids with me?
Absolutely not.
One of them.
Yes.
Depends on
he's
which one.
No,
No, and I'm not going to say.
I'm not going to say
his kid's name's on the air, but no. One of his kids is an absolute gentleman, and I absolutely think that's possible. Okay. We could do that.
You make fun of me when I say David has one kid like that. That it's like, you know what? That kid's
the difference is I can't keep track of the amount of kids he has. We got the Cromartie of radio. That's, I know he's got three kids.
That's the price. You've got to take my kids to the next month of hockey events.
Absolutely
not. That's the price.
Your life, you've already told me your life's a living hell. I'm not going to assume that.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it for you. It's not worth it.
You got to take them from now until
Thanksgiving.
All right. We will get to the phone calls. We have to talk more Tigers. TJ, I'm so sorry. My God. Sounds like things are going great.
It's called being a parent, Michael.
I know, and it sounds awful.
What, David? Can you back me up once in just one time, David?
David's absentee.
He just,
you know what excuse he uses? Oh, yeah, I got this thing at the church.
Oh, I got a meeting. Hey.
God told me I didn't have to do this.
Read something.
Read your paper.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.